Those in higher education in Illinois are becoming more vocal and more organized as they urge state leaders to provide funding for colleges and universities.
Touch me next! Touch me next!
Demonstrators marched through the Western Illinois University campus in Macomb last Tuesday, and protesters from across Illinois noisily rallied at the state capitol the next day. Another event was held at Western at week's end. This one was less noisy, with people speaking from a podium and speeches receiving polite applause. Though this rally was more quiet, the message was the same and came through loud and clear.
We just cannot continue to allow one university after another to fail in this state and result in the end in having an uneducated population in Illinois. That just can't happen.
That is Susan Romano, who teaches biological sciences at Western. She also serves on the leadership team for the local chapter of the University Professionals of Illinois. But this event was not just about rallying the workers. Other speakers represented the administration, students, community colleges, and private colleges. It was a unified voice against the way things are being handled in Springfield. Some speakers, such as Macomb Mayor Mike Inman, said the region's economy is at stake.
Businesses in Macomb and the region depend on the faculty and staff for their survival.
Inman said the budget impasse is creating anxiety and casting a pall over the region. Private colleges say they're anxious about the budget standoff because many of their students receive MAP grants. The state awards those grants to qualifying students from low-income families, but there's been no money provided for the program this fiscal year. Ann Behrens is vice president for academic affairs at Quincy University.
The current budget impact makes victims of our most vulnerable students, those who arguably have the most to gain from pursuing a college degree. Where is the justice in that situation?
The speakers shared their comments with an audience comprised of faculty and staff, students, and community members. So, were they simply preaching to the choir? This is Western President Jack Thomas.
Even though individuals may think that we're preaching to the choir, it's important that we advocate and that we do say what we are experiencing and collectively with all of the colleges and universities in the area, as well as the community and our students and faculty.
How long can we continue going as we are right now?
Well, we have gone a long time, so you say how long? Not too long. But we will continue to do all that we can do in terms of reductions, cuts, and furloughs, and all of those kinds of things in order to survive.
Are we looking at more cuts than were discussed late last year?
Well, if we continue down this path, absolutely.
Thomas says state leaders need to find a way to reach an agreement so MAP grants can be funded and public universities can receive the money they need to operate. Will Gradle concurs. He's a junior at Western, majoring in economics. He says students are stressed by the uncertainty, not just for this year, but for next school year as well.
About a third of our campus, 3,000 students qualify for MAP grant, and the uncertainty surrounding that is certainly an issue for students as they start to, they're meeting with their academic advisors, trying to figure out what classes to register for next semester, wondering whether or not they actually can.
Gradle also spoke during the rally. He told the crowd that a generation of students is being trained by state government to look elsewhere, and that when they graduate, they should live, work, and build a family someplace besides Illinois. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.